السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, we are discussing a hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is from the hadith Qudsi. The character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been captured very beautifully in that particular hadith. Although just a few words are mentioned, but there is great detail in those few words. Over the past few weeks, I have been discussing certain aspects, and last week we went on to adultery, fornication, AIDS, etc. But it's all part of the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how a person should live in this world. If he is going to go against the Quran and against the Sunnah of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, if he is going to go against the teachings of the Creator, then definitely he is going to end up with major problems. So let us get back to the Hadith Sharif again, where we had stopped earlier on. In this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses him and says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa hirzan lil ummiyin. O my beloved Nabi, we have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, and as a warner to the ummah, and also a protection for the unlettered or for the ummiyin. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave great glad tidings, and he also gave great warnings. And whatever he has predicted will always come true, no matter what changes take place in countries, in cultures, in communities. But whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has predicted, it will come true. Mountains can move from their places. There were huge mountains, but dynamite sticks were placed, and the mountains were completely shattered. And after that, we have construction of national highways in place of those mountains. So those people who had seen those mountains, after some time they see there was no mountain there. So if somebody has to be told that there was a mountain there, it's possible. If somebody says there was a lake here, there was a stream here, there was a river here, it has dried up, that's possible. But whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, it is the truth and nothing but the truth. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned the ummah, and he has also given glad tidings. And this is the Quran Sharif's style, that you will get ayats of Jannat, you will get ayats of the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the compassion of Allah, the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah ta'ala on the one hand. And on the other hand, for those who disobey, and for those who reject, and for those who are persistent, human beings are bound to make mistakes, bound to commit errors, and bound to indulge in some sin or the other. But if they are not persistent, they make sincere tawbah after having accidentally committed a sin, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ever ready to forgive. And even if a person was persistent, but now he realized that he has gone too far, and he makes a sincere pledge and a promise that he is not going to return to those sins, then to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives that person. But as long as it is not the rights of the people. If the rights of people have been trampled, then many, many times you have heard that those people have to be asked for forgiveness. If it involves the repayment of debts, then it has to be repaid. Or the person has to be asked for forgiveness. But other sins, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgives. So in this Hadith Sharif, we go further now, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is addressed and told, Inni sammaytuka al-mutawakkil. Anta abdi wa rasuli. You are my abd, you are my rasul, which we have discussed to some extent. And I have named you mutawakkil. Your trust, your faith is absolutely in me. You have no faith and trust in anything except me. Once the person has got his complete faith and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then under all conditions this person will find sukoon, he will find peace. Because he did what he was supposed to do. He makes use of the means. He does not say that I will not make use of the means because I've got my faith and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has got a system. If the person wants a child, then he must get married. If the person wants sustenance, then that Allah Ta'ala has got means for sustenance. But this person's faith and trust is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He does not disobey Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the adoption of this means. And then he does not trust in those means. The person buys a beautiful new car, so he uses the car to go to his destination, but he does not trust that the car will get him to his destination. This is our greatest weakness, that the moment we have some money in our pockets, then all our trust comes onto our monies. The moment we have our passport in our hands and the visa stamped on the passport, then our yaqeen is in that passport and in that visa. Yet we have seen, we have heard, and so many people with visas and passports, yet they were not able to enter certain countries. So our yaqeen and our trust must be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then this person, he will not be restless. He will feel the pain in his body, he will feel the ache, he will feel grief and sorrow over the loss of family members. He will even shed tears. But in his heart, he will be happy and satisfied with whatever Allah Ta'ala has willed for him. This is that yaqeen and the trust that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to place in him, not for his benefit, but for our own benefit. Allah Ta'ala does not want us to lead a life of restlessness in this world. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us a life of peace and sukoon and happiness and contentment. بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے. You have heard some part of this couplet before, but if it comes into my mind, I'm not going to allow it to go. بے کیفی میں بھی تو ہم نے ایک کیف مسلسل دیکھا ہے. جس حال میں بھی وہ رکھتے ہیں اس حال کو اکمل دیکھا ہے. جس راہ کو ہم تجویز کرے اس راہ کو اسقل دیکھا ہے. جس راہ سے وہ لے جاتے ہیں اس راہ کو اسحل دیکھا ہے. He says, even in that state of bekefi, that means no matter what kind of problems the person is facing, but he's got one kefiyat, he's got one kind of surur, one kind of happiness in his heart, because he believes that it is all from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's side. As long as he is doing what is pleasing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So then whatever the beloved is pleased with, the lover is also pleased with. So he says that the condition in which my Rabb keeps me, I found that to be the best of all conditions. If my Allah has chosen poverty for me, in spite of my making an effort in the markets and in the bazaars, I cannot seem to be getting rich, then I believe that that is the best for me. Because if I became rich, I would have ended up in the casinos, I would have ended up in the theaters and in the haram spots and evil dens. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala saved me. I don't have the money to go into all those places. So that condition is the best for me. So it's not that the person does not make an effort, but if after making an effort, he cannot seem to succeed, then we do not hear statements that, na'uzu billah, why does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keep me in this state? Why did he bless so and so with so much and deprived me of it? No jealousy and envy and malice comes into his heart, because he believes that that is the best condition for him. He says, whichever road I chose for myself, that I want to reach a certain destination, I'm not talking about the national highways. That the person has got a certain goal, and then he believes that the adoption of these means will definitely get him to that goal. He says, I always found that to be the difficult route. Because this person is adopting the means and he's got his yaqeen that definitely these means will get me there. Now if those means don't get him there, then this person will be depressed. So he says, whichever route and whichever road my Allah has chosen for me, I find that to be the easiest of all routes. So Rasulullah Faak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, I have named you mutawakkil. And we can see in his entire life, this tawakkul and this trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was nobody who had more tawakkul and more trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But yet at the same time, we must not forget that in spite of the trust and the tawakkul that he had in Allah ta'ala, when he was going into the battlefield, he had coat of arms, he wore coat of arms. And in fact, he had two. And he took his sword, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam adopted the other means and the other strategies that were supposed to be adopted. That means he did not say that because I've got my trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, therefore I will go empty-handed, I will go into the battlefield, and I will trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and nothing is going to happen. He showed the ummah by practical example that you adopt the means, but you don't trust in those means. Although he had seen the angels descend in the battle of Badr, but still he made the sahabas practice and train before they went into the battle of Uhud. Yet he could have said that, oh my beloved sahabas, you saw how the angels came down in the battle of Badr, so have your trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you don't need any arms, no equipment, nothing. And we don't even need so many people, because there we were 313 and we routed 1,000. We defeated 1,000. So therefore here what we are going to worry about the 3,000. No, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he made use of the means, but he did not trust in those means, and still he was called mutawakkil. So it shows that if a person is making use of means, but not trusting in the means, he's still a mutawakkil. We must not say he's got no tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Many people, they say, well, you got no tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person has got tawakkul. It does not mean if he's making use of means, he's got no tawakkul. Some women are left stranded. The husbands just leave them, desert them and go away. And then when they are asked, they say, don't they have any trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he is the provider? Indeed he is the provider, but he has created means of provision. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, Sinni sammaituka al-mutawakkil. Laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz. Neither are you harsh nor hard-hearted. This was the point that we were discussing, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told that you are not harsh and hard-hearted. There is great amount of politeness in your life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely polite. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that person who has been blessed with a share of politeness, he has been given a share of goodness. The person who has been blessed with a share of politeness, he has been given a share of goodness. And the person who is not blessed with a share of politeness, he is an impolite person, then that person has been deprived of a share of goodness. That means he's got no goodness in him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of Qiyamah, the people who will be most beloved to me will be the people of the best character. He said the people who will be dear to me and who will be near to me and who will be most liked by me will be those people who will be most polite, people of good character. He said, they will be near to me. And the people who will be disliked by me, and the people who will be distanced from me and moved far away from me, will be those people who have got no politeness, no good character. So this politeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَزَّنْ غَلِيزَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَدُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If only you had been harsh and hard-hearted, these people would have dispersed from you. They would not have even remained around you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam even makes mashwara with them. Those people who had caused Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hurt, but still he is making mashwara with them. Only thing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. But when you have made a decision, then after that, trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and go ahead. But that is another subject. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely polite. Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there are so many incidents in his life, and especially when a woman, the wife of a person, bears testimony to the good character of a husband, then that is the best testimony. That is the best evidence and that is the best witness. Because the wife lives with the husband, she knows him day and night. The person can be extremely polite outside. He can be extremely kind to people outside. He can be extremely generous and large-hearted with the friends and with his companions. And this person can be projecting an image of great piety and taqwa when he is in the outside world. But the wife knows exactly what kind of piety and taqwa my husband has. What skeletons he has in his cupboard, the wife knows very well. Again, I cannot help but repeat certain incidents because they could be new people for whose benefit Allah Ta'ala sometimes puts it in my mind. Otherwise, I don't plan anything. That incident which I keep on mentioning, and I have mentioned many times, and alhamdulillah, many, many people have benefited from that incident. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must protect us from such kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation. That a couple with their three children were all wiped out in one accident. It's not from Natal, it's one of the places in the Transvaal. And also, so many accidents of this nature have taken place. So therefore, we should not speculate that it is referring to so and so. It's only I know who the person is, and the person who informed me, because he had to resolve the inheritance matters. He knows. So I'm not mentioning any name. We must think always good of those who have passed away. And especially those who die in this kind of accidents, it is a form of shahadat. But if they leave a lesson behind for us, that this person was outwardly projecting piety. Outwardly projecting piety. He used to be in the masjid 5 times a day. He used to be engaged in a lot of deen work. But when he passed away, now because the wife, the husband and the children all gone, so that house had to be entered into by strangers or family members, because they had to find out now or get his documents, get his book of lives, or get to know exactly what has to be distributed and who are the heirs. So he says, when the cupboards were open, he said, we had to open it. And when it was open, then porn movies came out from there, porn films, and porn literature, porn magazine, filthy, dirty magazines. Now these type of things came out from the cupboard. He said, it was so embarrassing, because we were a whole group of people that were opening the cupboards. So we should take a lesson from this, that all of us think that when I die, still I've got my children, I've got my wife, and they all will sort out all the dirty and filthy things that we have in our homes. We do not know when death will come. We do not know where it will come. We do not know how it will come. This world is, as I explained in one of the majlises, nothing but a timeshare unit. What else it is but a timeshare unit? That is something that we all understand very well. That when the person's time expires, then the person says that now you have to leave this hotel room because your time has expired and there is another guest that is going to now take your place. Another person who is holding some time here, he is now going to take over your place. That is what we are in this world. Somebody has got 30 years of life, somebody has got 2 years of life. Somebody has got 50 years and somebody has got 100 years. But once that time expires, somebody else takes the place and this person has to go. Yesara e dehra musafiro ba khuda kisi ka makan nahi jo muqeem isme the kal yahan kahin aaj unka nishaan nahi. This is just a musafir khana. It is a timeshare unit where people are coming and going. Those who were resident here yesterday, today there is no sign of them. They have become part of the earth. Those who were on this earth and they lived for a period of time, they took with them nothing but their kafan and their good deeds or bad deeds. If they took good deeds with them, then they will be enjoying a very, very peaceful and a very happy and a very beautiful life. They will be told, Nam ka naumatil arus, now you rest and sleep like a new bride sleeps. That tahajjud of yours and that ishraq and that chasht and those charities and that kindness of yours and that politeness of yours and that generosity of yours And that good character and good behavior of yours has all been kept for you. It has been accumulated, those namazes. You're restraining yourself from haram. It used to create great pain on your heart when you used to see others going cinemas, theaters, and watching all filth. At that time, it used to create a pain on your heart and you used to restrain yourself for my love and for my sake. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, now enjoy until the day of Qiyamah. Peace and happiness and sukoon. So it is a musafir khana where people are coming and going. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bazubane hal hai keh rahi. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bazubane hal hai keh rahi. Tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo. Mujhe ehtiyaj-e bayan nahi. He says, go to the qabristan and look at the graves there. Yeh ek qabr pe bekasi, bas zubaan-e haal hai keh rahi. It is saying as if with its tongue, but it does not have a tongue. But the grave is saying, it is addressing you. What is it addressing you and saying? It is saying that I don't have to give you any speech. I don't have to give you any long talk and bayan. You need eyes to see that what has happened to those that were on the earth before you. I don't have to give you a lengthy speech. My silence is the biggest speech for you. But zubane haal hai keh rahi, tumhe aankhe chahiye ghafilo, mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi. Where will our fraud lead us? Where will our adultery and fornication lead us to? All the sins that we are committing, which we are enjoying in this world, will they help in the grave? And especially when we do not know when death will come. So what I was mentioning is that that person who passed away, he might have been under the impression that either he will go first or his wife will go first or his children will die before him or whatever was his impression. But he never believed, and just as we cannot seem to get that yaqeen, we do not know when and where our death will come. How many of us have got that yaqeen in our hearts? So he says that that silence of that grave is a speech, that open your eyes and see what has happened to those that were on the surface of the earth before you. What did they take and go from this earth? What did they take and go? With any person did we pack up all his bags of clothes and his cupboards and his furniture and his Kruger rands and coins and gold and silver? Nothing. So every night before we go to sleep, we should just close our eyes for a few minutes and go through the journey of death, that one day that is also going to be our condition. So we are not told that we must deprive ourselves of the namats of this world, that now we mustn't eat, we mustn't drink, mustn't wear good clothes, mustn't travel in good car. Nothing. I keep on repeating that Islam is the most beautiful religion, the most beautiful way of life, and the most simplest way of life. It is practical. There is nothing difficult and hard about it. Only one thing Allah Ta'ala wants of us, that if you are indeed believers in me, and if you are indeed believers in my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then if you are our lovers, then you must believe, then you must obey, then you must try and please the beloved. And in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's case, it's not a question that we will be helping the beloved with any of our wealth. Just as in this world people give and spend on the beloved, they buy her or him clothes and lavish gifts, we are not going to be helping and assisting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in any way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala returns it so many folds again. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, inni sammaitukal mutawakkil laysa bifazzin wala ghaliz wala sakhabin fil aswaq وَلَا يَدْفَعُ السَّيِّئَةَ بِالسَّيِّئَةَ وَلَاكِنْ يَعْفُ وَيَغْفِرُ. But the time has expired. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives life and another opportunity until next week, then inshallah we will continue. Make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. Allah ta'ala must bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ask Allah ta'ala for the best. One Buzruk says that whenever you ask Allah, ask Him for biryani. Say, oh Allah, bless me with biryani. But if you get dal every day, then make shukr and eat it. But don't ask Allah for little. Why should we ask Allah for little? There is no shortage in His treasures. His treasures are unlimited. So why go for fraud? Why go for haram? That haram hasn't brought peace in anybody's life. Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries, prison sentences, murders, killings. These are the end results. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have mercy on us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and give me the tawfiq to make amal on whatever I am preaching, and each and every one who is listening. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.